Thank you for food and clothes and family and homes. Just saying all that, God, shows how privileged we are. Privileged to be living in this city, this province, this country, this part of the world. Privileged to have all these things that so many around the world do not have. Help us to help them when we have opportunity to do so. Thank you for loving us the way that you do. Thank you that you love us not because of who we should be, but because of who we are. Thank you that you forgive us, and every day is a fresh start, and every week is a fresh start, and thank you that we can begin it with you. Pray that you will be with Pastor Graham, that you will bless him as he teaches us your word, and help us to take it and not just hear it and forget it, but to take it and plant it and to allow it to grow in us and the people around us. That in this school, people would walk the halls and notice there's something different about the people here and the way they're living and how they take what they believe and they put it into action. So we pray that you would bless us during this time together. And thank you for our special guest this morning, too. A surprise to many people. Thank you for Jeremy Benjamin and his willingness to come back for a bit, to share a bit with us. And thank you for all of his work in bringing awareness to your kingdom, bringing his gift of music to so many people, some who believe in you today, and some who are still figuring it out. We pray a continued blessing on his ministry as well. Bless our time together. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Grant.
Good morning, boys and girls. Thank you. Good morning to you. I'm so glad to be here with you. And has anybody, you've talked about Beatitudes a lot here so far. Has anybody said this, that these things should be our attitude? Have you heard that before? Yeah, and I thought that your principal did a very good job of saying these are not just things that we hear and then forget about, but we act on them. We put them into practice. They become our attitude. So I really appreciate that this morning. Now this morning, my intention is to tell you a story. And I need to get this out for me, or for our time together here, because I'm going to tell you a story about a little Viking boy. Yeah, what do you think? Pretty good? Once upon a time, there was a little Viking boy who was not very strong. And that's a bit of a problem when you're a Viking, because Vikings love to be big and powerful and get out there and smash things and overcome things with their brute strength. Can I see your muscles? Oh, wow. Don't mess with this school, boy. Now, this boy was not very big, and he was not very strong. And to make matters worse, his father was the biggest and the strongest Viking that there was in the whole of their community. And you know what else? He was the king. He was the king of that Viking clan, and he was big and strong, and he didn't think very much of his little son. His little son would say, someday I'm going to get this kingdom, right? And the king would say, no way, you'll never inherit this kingdom because you're not big and powerful and strong enough. Well, you know what happens? Quite out of the blue, one day they were surprised by something. Dragons. Dragons attacked their village. And the dragons burned the... Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's keep listening quietly. The dragons attacked the village, and the big, strong, powerful, beefy Vikings tried to go out and defeat them, but they couldn't. And so the whole village got left in ruins, and the dragons went away. One day, the little boy, our little Viking friend, went out into the woods, and guess what he came face to face with? A dragon, that's right. And he thought, He thought, I am going to be big and I'm powerful and I am going to defeat this dragon once and for all. But then he had a thought. Instead of trying to overpower it, what if I act with gentleness towards it? What if I act with respect towards it? What if I'm humble towards the dragon? Instead of hitting it, why don't I try to help it? And so do you know what he did? He helped the dragon. And the dragon and he became very good friends. And in the course of time, the dragon and the little boy rescued their whole village. They saved the land. And everyone started to see that his being small and gentle and humble and respectful, that wasn't a weakness, but it was a strength. Now, tell me, do you recognize that story? Yes. How to Train Your Dragon, that's right. That's the story, hold on. That's the story of How to Train Your Dragon. But you know what else? It's also today's beatitude in action. Here's the beatitude. This is what Jesus taught us. Blessed are the meek. And meek means gentle, humble, respectful. Blessed are the meek, Jesus said, for they will inherit the earth. Jesus says, when we act like Hiccup did, in How to Train Your Dragon, when we help people rather than hurt them, when we act with gentleness and respect, we inherit the land, we inherit the earth, we gain God's blessing.
I know, Jacob, I watched the show before.
Awesome. How many people have seen that before? The movie's good. So now listen please. So now, whenever you watch How to Train Your Dragon, I would like you to think about this beatitude. Think about how Hiccup is treating the dragon and treating other people with gentleness and humility. He's being meek, and he inherits the land, and we inherit God's blessing when we do that. So now, let's think about that. If we are going to live this out, not just listen to it, but live it out, should we pick fights with other people to show how strong we are? No, just shake your head to give me a sense. I'll listen to your question later, okay, hon? Yep, good, thank you. Should we put other people down to show how important we are? No. Should we spend hours on social media to show other people how awesome our clothes or our looks or our families are? We want to show gentleness and respect and humbleness towards them even online, don't we? So let's just think about this for a second yourselves. How could you be gentle and humble and meek to another person today?
You can be nice.
You can be nice to them. Yeah, absolutely.
And if you could maybe have a friend to play with, maybe you could play with them.
If they don't have a friend to play with, you could play with them. That's right. Because you know what? When I went to school, it used to be that if people didn't have friends, people would tease them and go, nee, 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 you don't have a friend. That's not acting the way that Jesus would with humility, is it? Yeah. The dragon's name was Toothless, that's right. How can we be kind and meek to others? If they get sad, you can play with them, and then another one, and then we'll be done. You could help them if they were hurting? Yeah, and that one. You could be encouraging, that's right. How many of you have ever heard of having a bucket? We'll put our hands down now. Having a bucket and filling a person's bucket. So the idea is that you can imagine that everybody that you see has a bucket and you can fill it up with good things and encouragement, or you can dump it out And we don't want to dump out other people's buckets. So we can help people. We can let them go first in line. Right? That's a way of being humble and respectful. Compliment other people. You know, sometimes in our culture especially, we feel like we have to be like the prettiest or the strongest or the most impressive looking. But it's good for us to be able to say, I really like your hair today. Or encourage another person, okay? So here's the thing I want to leave with you, and then we'll carry on our worship time together here. Let's say this together, okay? Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Let's pray together. You're very good with verse references. That's right. Matthew 5, verse 5. So if you ever want to find it in your Bible, Matthew 5, verse 5. Let's pray. Oh, let's get you one. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for showing us what it means to be humble and to be meek. Even though you are God, you didn't count that something to be held on to. But you took the nature of a servant. You became man. Jesus, you poured out your life for us. You show us what true meekness and true gentleness look like. I pray that you would help us to fill other people's buckets, to encourage them, to let them go ahead of us in line or to put their interests first. Jesus, I pray that you would help each of these children as they learn today to know you more, to love each other in even greater measure, and bless our time here. Thank you for the inheritance of eternal life in your kingdom that we have to look forward to. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, boys and girls.